Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. We're doing what we can to stay cool in the warmest afternoon in 14 years around here. Watching the records and the rising temperatures. Here's your update now from AccuWeather's Brian Thompson. Brian?
Yeah, we've tied the daily record in Central Park today, Paul, which was 100 degrees set in 1966. But this is the first time it has gotten to 100 degrees on any date in Central Park since July 18th, 2012. So it's been nearly 14 years since it's been this hot in Central Park. We have new record highs at LaGuardia and JFK, both at 102, and it just broke a record at Newark. They have hit 103 degrees this afternoon. A lot of places in the triple digits. And we will see very warm conditions tonight. So low temperature 84. The all-time warmest night on record in Central Park is 84. That's happened four times. We'll see if it stays that warm tonight. And then we'll be back up near 100 tomorrow. Still hot for the 4th of July, but we will see things cooling off a little bit by Sunday and especially by Monday and Tuesday of next week. Paul?
And Brian, Con Ed reports around 5,000 outages in the Bronx at this hour, where the city OEM says power was shut off to some customers in Riverdale. This in an effort to speed up a repair job. Voltage also has been reduced in Manhattan above 155th Street and in the Bronx west of the Bronx River. Con Ed asking for conservation of power this afternoon from the City Island area to Pelham and lower Manhattan, lower Westchester this afternoon, I should say. And don't bank on cooling off at Rockaway Beach in Queens. The city's Office of Emergency Management says there have been multiple shark sightings there, and the red flags went up at Point Lookout on Long Island after a lifeguard saw a shark in the water there. The MTA is on heat watch, checking for any signs of damage to things like the tracks and signals and other equipment. In this extreme weather, we heard from the MTA chief, Jan Oliber.
Buses and subway cars, the AC was actually checked. The systems were checked much earlier in the spring. And they've been rechecked and rechecked to make sure they hold up during this period of great heat.
Buses, subway, Staten Island trains are going to be running on a Saturday service schedule tomorrow, which is a Friday. But again, that Saturday service tomorrow in the city on the buses, the subway, Staten Island Railway. There is extra getaway service on Metro North and the LIRR this afternoon for the holiday weekend getaway. Don't bet on a cool-off dip around Rockaway Beach after multiple shark sightings today. And the red flags were out also on some sand on Long Island.
Some beachgoers took out their phones. Others started pointing and could not take their eyes off the water when the 9-foot shark was spotted off Point Lookout.
We were just sitting out on the beach. Someone came up to the lifeguard and said, "Shark." We saw everybody running over to the shoreline.
This woman said the fin for the sandbar shark was huge.
It was exciting. It was cool. It was nature at its best.
Yeah, you never saw one before.
No.
So
it was
just
great.
A random day you were here and saw it.
And it was early, so I happened to be here at the right time.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
There is a heavier police presence around Madison Square Garden on what should be a quiet day there. The buzz about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is thick as the weather out there. 1010 Winds reporter Marilyn Buckley watching things at MSG.
Well, it is anything but quiet out here at Madison Square Garden. There are still crews making the finishing touches on what's looking like a tent set up right near the entrance to go right into Madison Square Garden. And fans are speculating this could maybe be an entry point that they may cover and hide for guests that go in and out of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding, if that is the case. But we can tell you that some fans are bracing it just in this heat, waiting it out, hoping to get a glimpse like Kristen.
Wedding of the century. It's our royal wedding. It's going to be amazing. I just want to see the dress. I would love to. That would be amazing. I think it'll be more than one, and I think they'll all be spectacular.
And spectacular indeed is what the fans are hoping for, even if it's just a glimpse of some of the guests attending this wedding. They say it is worth it, and some of them are already camped out here. There are police barricades stretching all across Madison Square Garden, surrounding the entire arena. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside of the garden.
A sledgehammer, 20-pound dumbbell, a bat, and a television. Those are the weapons allegedly used in the brutal beating of a Long Island man last month. Three people have now been indicted for the killing of 48-year-old Christopher Martin, including his ex-girlfriend and one of his roommates. Prosecutors say Melissa Fawcett, Corey Samarco, and Benjamin Shepard walked right in the front door, kicked down the victim's locked bedroom door, and then beat him with all of the weapons we mentioned. Then they allegedly broke his phone so he couldn't call police or anyone for help. He died a short time later at the hospital. All three defendants facing up to 25 years if convicted. Now an exclusive story you'll hear only on 1010 Winds. A Long Island woman says someone tried to scam her after her cat went missing.
Want everyone to be aware that the world is this cruel and people are going to do these types of things.
Jessica says when her cat Pete went missing, someone responded after seeing her social media post claiming he was a vet and needed money because Pete was hit by a car and was in surgery. Then he sent a photo.
With this new AI, and they're using it to scam people.
The photo showed Pete in surgery. It was all a scam.
Terrifying what AI can do, because the photo did look a little bit convincing.
Pete, unfortunately, is still missing. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Medical clinic in Queens accused of running a bogus business and stealing more than $100,000 from Medicaid. The state attorney general says the owner of Steinway Hope Medical in Astoria would call herself a doctor, wear a white coat, and perform medical exams, but she didn't have a medical license. In addition, the owner is accused of using an employee's legitimate nurse credentials to prescribe medications. Together, the two allegedly stole $105,000 by sending fraudulent billings to Medicaid over a span of 3.5 years. The owner, Francis Aguila, is now charged with impersonating a doctor, offering medical treatments without a license, falsifying business records. The nurse, Gifty Appiah, was charged with offering a false instrument for filing, as they call it. Got some newer hardware on the D-line, newer subway cars. MTA Chief Jan Oliver announcing the rollout, saying New York asked and the agency answered.
Riders tell us in surveys that they love the designs and the extra space of these 211s, but this just isn't just about aesthetics. We love the fact that they are so much less prone to breakdowns, that they only, the almost 300,000 miles that they are running between breakdowns, which is like double the rest of our fleet.
The new cars were rolled out on the B line just last year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.